Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Justice Department is trying to block an effort by a number of news organizations to make public the affidavit that supports the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was searched earlier this month. Prosecutors say making the document public would cause significant and irreparable damage to their ongoing criminal investigation. NPR has learned, meanwhile, that among the documents the FBI was looking for in that search was U.S. nuclear information. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
A person familiar with the investigation tells NPR the FBI agents who carried out the court-authorized search last week at Mar-a-Lago were searching in part for documents related to U.S. nuclear secrets. The person did not say whether the documents were among the items recovered from the property during the search. The news was first reported by The Washington Post. A federal court in Florida made public the inventory of materials seized at Mar-a-Lago. The list includes documents classified as secret, top secret, and even some at the higher classification level known as TSSCI. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Border Patrol has set a new annual record for the most migrant apprehensions at the southern border. That's according to official figures released on Monday. NPR's Joel Rose has more.
Border Patrol agents have apprehended migrants at the southern border more than 1.8 million times since the fiscal year began in October, eclipsing last year's record with 2 months still to go. Nearly half of those migrants were rapidly expelled under a public health order known as Title 42. That's led thousands to cross the border more than once, inflating the totals. Republicans blame the Biden administration's policies for the surge in migration, while immigrant advocates say migrants are fleeing poverty and violence. The number of migrant arrests actually declined in July for the second month in a row, but apprehensions are on pace to top 2 million in a year for the first time. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Kenyans have a new president-elect. Deputy President William Ruto is declared the winner in a close election against longtime opposition leader Raila Odinga. Before the announcement, violence erupted at the National Tallying Center after several elections officials disowned the results. NPR's Ida Peralta reports from Nairobi that at least two officials were injured.
Just as the chief elections official was supposed to announce the results of the presidential election, a mob attacked him with chairs. At least four other electoral officials left the main tallying center and in a press conference said the counting of votes had been opaque, so they couldn't back the result.
President Joe Biden is preparing to sign Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill. It's the final piece of the president's pared-down domestic agenda as he aims to boost his party's standing with voters ahead of midterm elections. Stocks recovered from early losses on Monday and ended higher on Wall Street. Shares of Apple and Microsoft offered a big boost to the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. You're listening to NPR News. An attorney for the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization says plea negotiations are underway. CFO Alan Weisselberg has been charged with tax evasion for failing to pay taxes on fringe benefits he received from the company. No terms of a potential plea have been specified, but the judge in the case has scheduled a hearing for Thursday. Three people close to the case say Weisselberg will enter a guilty plea during that hearing. Nearly 50 years after Marlon Brando won the Best Actor Oscar, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has apologized to the woman who declined the award on his behalf. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco explains.
In 1973, when Marlon Brando won the Oscar for his role in The Godfather, he sent in his place a 26-year-old Apache activist. Sasheen Littlefeather explained that Brando respectfully declined the award.
Are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry, excuse me,
she was interrupted by the audience, and actor John Wayne reportedly had to be restrained from pulling her off the stage. For years, Littlefeather says she faced harassment, threats, and more. Abuse, the Academy now says, was, quote, unwarranted and unjustified. The Academy wrote a formal apology to her and invited her to be the guest of honor at an event next month. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry says Tehran had nothing to do with the attack on author Salman Rushdie earlier this month in western New York. Instead, Nasser Kanani blamed Rushdie and his supporters. In 1989, Iran's supreme leader issued a fatwa calling for the author's death. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.